Hey, Pete, how are you?
I'm all right. I was shocked at the winner.
Oh, I'm not happy about it, you know. I just don't think she should have won. I love Katie Price, but she just wasn't a very good housemate, was she? I literally think it was by fluke. Just the fact that she's got so many fans, you know, that made her win. But I don't think she's a very deserving winner at all.
Well, she put it down to her illness that she was quiet, didn't she? Because she wasn't well.
Yeah. But, right. You know, she could have gone on, like, next year when she was feeling a little bit better then, couldn't she? Do you know what I mean? Like, she didn't give as much as other housemates did. She wasn't in there for as long as well. And I think she just won because she was Katie Price. Like, when it got down to the final and it was between her and Katie Hopkins, I did want Katie Hopkins to win just because she's brought it from day one. She's been entertaining. She's been a roller coaster. She made me angry. She made me laugh. You know, she's given me everything that I'd want from a housemate. Whereas Katie Price has just had a bit of a foul mouth on her.
And I didn't watch a lot of it, but I actually was offended by what she said about her private life, her sex life. I just think it's...
Oh,
I just don't see it. I don't see it at all.
Yeah, it was literally... There were moments where I was like, I can't believe she's saying that she's a mother of five now. You know, she's put away, like, the Jordan character. She's had her boobs reduced. She doesn't, you know, portray this, like, kind of raunchy side to her anymore. So it doesn't make sense that she then, you know, goes on and says these things. It was disgusting. I cringed for it. I cringed for her husband and I cringed for Alex Reed as well. Because the things she said about him, believe me, they'll make anybody blush.
Absolutely. Now you've reflected. Now he's out. Now you've seen the papers, what's your opinion now on Perez Hilton?
I'm just happy that I don't have to watch him on the telly every night. I just want him to get on the first plane back to the States. I can't bear him. He was a good housemate, but I think he's just a terrible person. I don't think he's got any redeeming qualities, you know, in the slightest, not at all. He was a good housemate. Mm. He brought it all. He was entertaining to watch. But he drove me nuts. He literally gave me grey hairs over the past couple of weeks just watching him. Do you know what I mean?
Now, because of you, I watched the final live because I was curious. I don't know. It was strange. They really did appear to hate each other. You know, they all sat in the audience, they really did seem to really hate Perez.
Yeah, really. And, you know, I got told behind the scenes as well, on a bit on the side, there was a massive bust-up as well. I think it was between Nadia and Patsy over Perez. I think Patsy had a few too many to drink, so there was a big bust-up off-camera as well. So, you know, this is really one of the series where, you know, the housemates, they do hate each other, some of them. Mm. Like, in ours, obviously, there was a lot of dislike, and there's people now who really can't stand each other. But, you know, it must have been a difficult house.
Tell me how you felt going in how you felt watching it. Remind everybody that when you were in it and how you felt and what it was about your one.
Well, going in there is absolutely terrifying because you'd have to spend a week in hiding with the chaperone. You know, I didn't particularly get on with mine very well, so I literally just worried about what I was going to wear on launch night and if I was going to get booed or not. So going in is terrifying.
Mark, let me stop you there. Now, you had a week with a chaperone, a total stranger.
Complete
were you
stranger.
Allowed to do anything, watch telly or anything?
Yeah, we could watch telly and, like, they were given a budget by the producers to entertain us. So we'd go out for dinner, we'd go shopping. I just wanted to get my hair done all the time, you know. I wanted to make sure I was looking perfect for going on the telly. But all you do really in that week is just think. And, you know, that's really your time for reflecting and thinking, wow, what am I letting myself in?
Now, why didn't you get on with him or her? Why didn't you get on?
I just think mine was a bad match. I mean, they tried to pair it up with somebody like the producers deemed to be quite similar to you, but mine was just a bad match. You know, it just wasn't working.
And did you have any time by yourself? You didn't have a phone, I presume?
No, no phone, no internet. Couldn't look at a newspaper, couldn't watch Channel 5, couldn't watch the news, anything that could have hinted to Big Brother, you know, we couldn't see
That's interesting. So your chaperone sat with you the whole time then and watched what you did on telly?
Yeah, literally the entire time for the week.
Oh, I'd hate that. Slept in separate room, I presume.
Yeah, yeah. But that was like, that was the toughest part. I mean, that week was not fun at all. And you do dwell on it and you think, oh my God, how are the public going to take me? It's a big deal. You know, I mean, the launch night gets watched by about 2 million people. Mm. So it's a huge deal.
Mark, tell me how people cope if they've got a business, because you must have talked to people who over the years now of people who've been in Big Brother. If they've got a business, because you didn't have your business set up then, did you?
I didn't, no.
No. So if you'd have had a business set up, how the hell would it have worked?
Oh, God, I don't even know. I honestly don't know. I would have just had to shut for the time I was in there, or I don't know what I would have done. But there weren't that many, you know, businessmen and women in the show. Like, there were people who were salons, people who worked for their family business, and they just kind of kept them going. They were all right.
Now, when you were chaperoned for the week, was it a beautiful hotel?
It was a cottage in the middle of the countryside.
Are you joking?
It was literally, like, I was in, like, it looked like Midsummer Murders, this little tiny town.
Yeah.
And there's me walking around with this huge quiff, these eyebrows. They didn't know what they were looking at. They thought I just came down from Mars or something. I'm, like, walking around Emmerdale Farm, stuck out like nobody's business. It was just bizarre. It wasn't a fun week.
Literally
the back and beyond.
Did you find out where the others were staying? Were they staying near to you or away?
No, we were really spread out all around the south of the country. We were really spread out. Oxford, Hampshire, you know, places like that.
So the big day of you going in, talk us through that day. They say to you, it's tomorrow or whatever.
Yeah.
Talk us through it.
Well, they take you down to where the studios are at about 9 a.m. and you're literally locked in what can only be described as a broom cupboard without any windows for like 12 hours.
No.
You're literally in there all day.
Any entertainment? Telly or anything?
No tech, because that's obviously the day where, you know, it's coming out, you know, and you start leaking things. No TV. But, like, you go through your inventory, you go through your suitcase. Rylan popped in to say hello. You know, all the producers pop in to wish you good luck. But, I mean, that's a long day, and it's so scary. And the worst thing was about that day, right, they had a hairdresser and the makeup artist come out. She couldn't do my hair. And I'm sat there in the chair, and the way she blew my hair, I look like Sonic the Hedgehog. I said to her, I can't walk out that eye. I'm walking to Big Brother with my hair like this. I had a massive kick-off. About 2 hours before going to the outside, I had a huge meltdown. It was awful. I think the producers thought they were made up because they thought they'd see more meltdowns, but on me, which they eventually got.
Mark, did it feel like the time you were in a long time?
Oh, my God, yeah. Very, very, very long. I was in there for 9 weeks, and imagine just spending 9 weeks in you know, a one-bedroom bungalow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
That's literally what it is. There's no outside contact, absolutely nothing. So, you know, it was really long. Weeks felt like months.
Honestly. Did you miss your phone?
No, not at all. Not even slightly. I couldn't believe it. I'm never off my phone. Never, ever off it. But
did you miss telly?
No. Do you know what? You find new things to entertain you. Like, we used to get excited about thinking about what life would be like afterwards. I would be being, like, received by the public and, you know, things like that. And also the tasks are amazing. Like, all the production team are just incredible because they put on a task every day. They don't even televise all the tasks. Do you know what I mean?
When do you see people, or do you not see people at all? Like,
task
trends. You never see anybody setting up the tasks?
Nope. Never, ever, ever. You get locked in a separate part of the house. Like, some days it'd be like, the garden is going to be out of bounds for the next 4 hours.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're literally locked in the living room, and then you come out and they've built this huge task.
Now, are you allowed to eat when you want? Is there snacks there?
Well, you know what? You are allowed to eat when you want. We did have one particular housemate in the early days who was a little bit of an... you know, a little bit tough in the kitchen, you know, what didn't really want people to be picking and choosing. But, I mean, there was enough food to go around, really. Do you know what I mean? Just eat whatever we wanted.
Did you have a time when you were really, really, really bored in there?
I was never bored. The only time I found difficult, right, was we'd done a task and we were getting a lot of the public's perceptions and opinions in. We'd done, like, a focus group and we were getting tweets from the public, and I'm one of them people, like, I really do cling to the negative, and I was getting, like, a little negative bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, I was like, I can't cope with this. That's the only time I struggled in there. But, I mean, I got evicted 2 weeks later, so it was all right.
Now, what about the diary room? Can you go in there anytime you want?
Yeah, I mean, you have to press the bell and, like, you wait for, a Big Brother voice to kind of get in there to speak to you. But, yeah, that's available 24/7.
And, of course, a doctor's on hand if something happens, because a couple of times in Big Brother, something has happened.
Yeah, I mean, even in our series, people have to go out to the hospital, and, like, they don't mind, like, taking you out to a hospital, but they take you, like, with the blindfold on and, you know, things like that, so it's ridiculous.
Wow. Right, looking back on Celebrity Big Brother, what were your highlights this year?
Well, I've got to say that I think it has been the best Celebrity Big Brother ever, because it's been funny, it's been dramatic, it's been explosive, it's given me absolutely everything. I think highlights for me is just the fact that the housemates that they chose were amazing, and they were all absolutely bonkers. I can't believe that my opinion on Katie Hopkins has changed so much. I literally hated it on launch night. I was chanting, get Katie out, before she even went through the front door. And now, like, I love her, do you know what I mean? So I think I've got to say that it was probably the best CBB ever.
Were you surprised that Michelle didn't do any better than she did?
Do you know what, right? Everybody loved Michelle, but, like, the fact of the matter is, she just doesn't have a bigger fan base. She's not as well known over the air as people like Katie Hopkins and Katie Price. So I think, you know, the final was just a popularity competition, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, Katie's got all those fans. I think she's got about 4 million followers on Twitter, so, you know, it just makes sense that somebody who's got, you know, that much of a following was winning.
Were you surprised at Callum's placing?
No, I think it was fair for Callum to come third. And, you know, Katie Price, I don't agree with the winning, you know, but she was just a given that she was going to get far because of her huge fan base. But, yeah, I think it makes sense for Callum to come third. If anyone was going to come second, it would have had to be Katie Hopkins.
Have they ever put anybody back in Big Brother, ordinary Big Brother?
What do you mean? Like
asking you back again and, you know, has that ever happened, do we know?
Do you know what? A couple of years ago, they'd done an Ultimate Big Brother on Channel 4 where they pick, like, the favourite housemates, the, you know, the most dramatic ones from all the past seasons and put them all in together. But it wasn't actually that good, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's always rumours of them doing it again, but I don't think they need to. I think there's enough people out there, you know, like to make the house fun.
A lot of people have asked me to ask you, which I will. Tell us about your audition, because that's what a lot of people don't know what to put
on. A lot of people ask about this. So basically,
how did you go? Talk us through it. Where did you find out about it?
So you'd have to send a little 90-second video in talking about yourself. And then if you get through that, that's the first stage. They'll call you and invite you down to an interview, an audition day in Manchester or London, whatever it's up to.
And what was that like? Were there hundreds there?
Hundreds of people there, yeah, but it's all in time slots. So you go in like groups of 20, and then you have to act out scenarios and, like, say your discussions and things like that. Actually, believe it or not, one of the housemates, Matthews, just posted a blog about audition tips and the whole audition process. So I'm trying to think back on what he's put on his. If you follow me on Twitter, I've posted the link if anybody wants to have a look. So you go through all these rounds, so it's a lot of scenarios, and you have to voice your opinion. But it's not just about being the loudest, it's about being the most interesting, because there are people, you know, at the rounds who think that they need to just pretend to be controversial.
How long did it last?
Full day. Full day from about 10 in the morning till about 5 o'clock I was there.
Did you get any expenses for that?
No, not for that day. Right. Not for that.
Now tell me, how did you feel when you walked away from it? Did you feel you'd been successful or what?
Yeah, I felt pretty positive. I did feel quite good. I mean, it's a good feeling when you get put through all the rounds, but it's not like one of these shows like X Factor where you know how far you're at, where it's like, you know, they've knocked this many people out, there's this many left. A lot of it's done behind the scenes. Yeah. Like, all the decisions are made behind the scenes.
Now, when they say yes, you're going to do it, tell us how that works, because I presume they're going to say something like, before we tell you anything, confidentiality, blah, blah, blah. Tell us how that worked.
Well, it's very, very late notice because they are making decisions right up to the end. You know, you'd have to film like your VT, like your entrance video and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually filmed my entrance video before I got told I was a housemate.
Oh.
So literally, so you do all of that stuff, basically cover all the base, all your press, all your interview kind of stuff, like, you know, or like your VT and your graphics, all that. I found out and I had about 12 days, I think, before I was in the house. So it was really last minute.
Now, how thick was the contract?
Enormous.
And what did you do? Did you go to a solicitor or did you just sign it?
Yeah, I just signed it.
Oh. I bet everyone does that, you know.
Make sure you read it all. I was like, how am I going to read this? Like, I haven't read a book in about 10 years. You know, this contract is enormous. It's like the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So it just sounds weird. I had to.
So you were locked in a room. It was day one and you came out. You must have been relieved just coming out and seeing people after being locked in a room.
Do you know what? For me, right, I had the second housemate to go in and I was waiting for the first housemate to go in and she got the most horrific booze and I literally, you know, nearly pooed my pants. I was terrified. Mm-hmm. And after my VC played and the doors opened, I got the most amazing cheer. So that was there. That's a really good feeling. And then, so we went in the house, met the housemate. 10 minutes later, I won $5,000. So I was laughing, do you know what I mean? So launch night for me was brilliant.
When you walked through that door and the door closed behind you, did it hit you that you were going to be in there for 9 weeks?
Oh, no, I didn't think I was going to be there that long. Everybody always thinks that they're going to be the first person out. Even, like, when I came out and I saw my odds, I was a favourite for, like, quite a while. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I did think I was going to be the first one out, but as soon as you're in the house, you're like, oh, my God, I'm in Big Brother. This is not.
Going back to Celebrity Big Brother, do you think they're going to have a problem topping it, this next one?
Do you know what? I don't think they will, because, look, last January, that was huge. They had the Lee Ryan in there. You know, that Louisa, Casey, the Love Triangle, Jim Davidson, that was the biggest Celebrity Big Brother ever. And they've talked, I think they're going to keep doing it. They found what works, basically just get a load of nutters in there who are, you know, mentally a little bit on the edge, and it's going to be brilliant TV. So I don't think they're going to have a problem with topping it.
What's the big highlight of Celebrity Big Brother? What was the highlight that you will remember after watching virtually every, well, you watched it all?
Got to be just seeing Katie Hopkins shut Perez up on the rare occasions that she actually did, when she actually like got better on him in an argument and kind of literally put him on his ass. I loved them moments. But, you know, there was a lot of highlights from that show. There was, you know, so many quotes and things like that. But there was a fair share of drama and it wasn't a happy house. Do you know what I mean? Like, our one was quite happy. There was loads of comedy. There wasn't actually that much comedy in this one. Mm. So a lot of the highlights are negatives.
Do you think there was too many dull people in?
Yeah, definitely. But this is the thing, right? We only get to see, you know, an hour of... It's filmed 24-7 and we see an hour a night. Mm-hmm. And people say things like, if Perez wasn't in there, it'd be boring. Well, if Perez wasn't in there, other people...
Yes, it would have worked on
camera time, yeah. I mean, there were people in my house who the public thought were extremely boring, but in the house they were huge characters, so...
Tell me, Mark, do you ever get to see behind the scenes, as in camera-wise? Did they ever show it you and say, this is what we were doing behind the scenes?
No, absolutely nothing. Wow. Like, you don't even meet the cameramen or anything. It's so separate, honestly. Like, the only time you meet all of them is at the wrap party. It's more like a wrap party for the crew than for the cast, anyway.
And is it a big crew?
A huge crew, yes. Really? Enormous, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Mark, I have loved talking to you. You know,
oh,
I love you to death.
Thank you.
I've loved you when you come in the studio. I loved keeping in touch with you over Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
And I think you're a fascinating man. Now, you've had a pop-up shop. You've got your own shop in Crosby now. Tell us where it is.
Yeah, it's Habibi Brows and it's above Zara Jones Hairdressing Inn, just by Hearts Gym, Crosby Village.
And what is it you do?
HD Brows, Brow Transformations.
And how big is it these days? Is it still as big?
HD Brows are just getting bigger and bigger. Yeah. I mean, the company itself is amazing and it's really growing. You know, it's the trend now to have like, really, really well-maintained brows. Not scouse brows, not these squared-off slugs or caterpillars, you know. Nice, neat, defined HD brows. Getting bigger and bigger.
Fantastic. You still haven't done mine, but they're so...
You need to come
so
in.
Long.
I am going to be doing eyebrow extensions next as well.
What?
Yeah,
how'd you do it? How'd you do
thing?
How'd you do an eyebrow extension?
Just like eyelash extensions, gluing individual hairs onto the eyebrows.
Oh, my word.
Why not?
Oh, my word. Well, you never cease to amaze me. Mark, it's been great talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, Pete.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Mark Byron, who was in the Big Brother house.